Jesus Christ radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. And this shows that the Son is far greater than angels. Just as the name God gave him is greater than their names. Can we go up into those heavenly places right now? Can we stay up there and kind of see what God has done, doing, and will do? For God never said to any angel what he said to the Son. He never looked to his archangels and said anything from what he had said. It was totally different what he said to Jesus. He said, "You are my Son, and I am your Father, and I will be his Father, and he will be my Son." I'm reading on, praise the Lord. Yes, there it is. "And he, when he brought his firstborn son, his supreme son, into this world, God said, 'Let all the angels rejoice and worship him.'" Now, regarding the angels, he said, "He sends his angels like the winds and his servants like the flames of fire." But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. You rule with the scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, O God, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else." How many see that the Lord is walking with an anointing of the oil of joy? Not only is he glistening with the very expression of the glory of God, but there is joy all over him. He also says to the Son, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They will perish when you remain, yet you will remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing, but you will fold them up like a cloak and discard them like that old cloth. But you are always the same." Somebody said, "Jesus, you are always the same. You live forever." And God never said to any of the angels, "Sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble my enemies, making them a footstool under your feet." Therefore, the angels are only servant spirits sent to care for the people who will inherit salvation. Verse 15. Oh, that's the end. 14. Go to chapter 2, verse 1. It said, "So we must listen very carefully to the truth we've heard, or we may drift away from it." Folks, he is looking for us to continually focus on him and carefully grab a hold. In his presence, he wants to reveal to us truth. Not only about who he was, but who he is right now and who he will be. Now, he understands the same, but we're kind of catching up. I said, we're kind of catching up because we're still learning more about who he is so that we can become more like him. I know, and how many know him as Jesus the Savior? Because he saved you that day when he washed away your sins by his blood and renewed your spirit and caused you to come alive in your spirit. You were no longer a dying soul in sin, but you were a living soul in the redeemed. How many know him as our fellow brother? Because the Lord has engrafted us into the family and calls us brothers and sisters. How many know him as Lord because we can say, "Lord, I submit myself to you"? How many knows Jesus Christ is Lord And there's coming a day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Some people look at us funny when we bow before the Lord, but that's because He's our Lord. They just don't know Him, the loving Lord that we know yet. And we invite them to know Him. He is our Master because His instructions are always true. His teachings always help to bring us knowledge and wisdom and understanding. How do you know Him? Because sometimes if we do not continually think about the Lord and we focus just on the things that we're doing in life, we will end up drifting away from the truth of who He is to only looking at the circumstances that we're going through. If we look at tough times, Jesus is small if we're related to the tough times. But if we relate to Jesus, who He is, the tough times are small, and He's always larger than them. It's all relative to who that you have the best relationship with. Because when you're yielded to God, you see God and you see Jesus, and you see something great about Him. For the message God delivered through the angels has always stood firm. And every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So what makes us think that we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself? And how many are glad that you are focused upon that He has saved you and delivered you? Hallelujah. God confirmed this message, giving signs and wonders. Look at the word right there. Look at the word. He confirmed this message by giving signs and wonders. He didn't say He confirmed this message by having given only in the past signs and wonders. So I submit to you from what we know here at Eagle Heights Worship Center that Jesus Christ is still a miracle worker. We've got testimony in the house, and others have testimony that He is working miracles. Just last Sunday, people got hands laid on them, not even by the preacher. And healing came by Jesus Christ right there. Miss Jessica, did the Lord heal you on Sunday? She said, I was getting ready to go to the emergency room because the asthma was so strong. But hallelujah, we decided we'd pray for one another and pass on what God has done for us. And if you've got a healing from the healer, you've got a faith, a resident faith in you to pray for someone else to receive how God healed you. Hallelujah. And they can call upon that same anointing, hallelujah, that healed you, and there will be an exchange. As freely as I've received, say it with me, as freely as I've received, I freely give. He ain't just talking about money. He's talking about if I've really received the gift of salvation, it can multiply in somebody else. That when I give it to somebody, it multiplies. I'm never giving away. See, when I give my salvation report to somebody and they receive Jesus, it doesn't mean I lost it and I became a sinner again. It means it multiplied and somebody else got saved. Hey! And they get to know Jesus just like we do. I turn to somebody and say, pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. I'm talking about this Jesus, this same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee, this same Jesus that went throughout Judea and Samaria, this same Jesus that overturned the tables and the money exchangers in the temple, this same Jesus that they got mad at Him for healing on the Sabbath, this same Jesus that raised the dead, cleansed the lepers, opened the blinded eyes, caused the lame to walk. This same Jesus. Is He your Jesus? Somebody said, that's my Jesus. That's my Jesus. He is not a Sunday school fairy tale. He is not somebody that the earth can pervert and the world can say, and they can cuss at Him enough to change who He is. Their cursing does not matter. It bounces right off. He is so blessed they cannot curse what He is blessed. Here's my Jesus. They say, don't touch leprosy. It'll get on you. But He touched the leopard man, and the healing that was in Jesus Jesus drove the leprosy out of that man's body. What's in Jesus? He wants it to get in you. Because what gets in you, if you'll let it flow through you, it'll get on you and all around you. Somebody say, that's my Jesus. He's still giving signs. Signs that cause unbelievers to know where he's at. Wonders that cause people to lose their mind and wonder, because they know it wasn't no magic trick. It wasn't no Hollywood trick. It was God Almighty doing something supernatural. There is a suddenly. There is an instantly that when you believe God and say, make up my mind to believe it forever and a day. I know that if I keep on believing, there can only be one outcome. Hey, and he's going to come in a suddenly. I might have had to wait through the darkest hours. I might have had to pray in the darkest times of my life. I might have had to fast. I may have had to cry. I may have had to say, everyone else, leave me alone. I need that same Jesus that saved me to show up and shine and do what he does best. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. That same Jesus that God confirmed his message by signs and wonders, various miracles, and the giving of the gifts of the Spirit wherever he chose. And furthermore, it is not the angels who will control the future world that we're talking about. For in one place the scripture says, where are mere animals that they should think about them, or the Son of Man that he should care for him? For yet you made us a little lower than the angels and crown the Lord. He had to come from heaven to come be just like us, that when he gets crowned, that we could wear a crown. Because of him, because he's the capital K King, we can be a little K King. Don't you know, in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, he said, I will make you little kings and priests before me. Turn to somebody and say, you're sitting next to royalty, because God adopted me in the family and born me of the Spirit. I get it double. I'm born of the Spirit into the family, and I'm adopted in. I'm double born into this thing. I'm locked in double. He said he would be our Father, and we could be heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, hey. That means everything Jesus has access to. Because this same Jesus saved you, and the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, lives inside you, that you have access as inheritor to everything Jesus has access to. If he can talk to Father, you can talk to Father. If he can stand and rebuke the adversary, you can stand and rebuke the adversary. If he can stretch his hand and cause the storms and the wind to subside, you can do the same. For these works and greater works shall you do, because I went to my Father and sent you the Holy Comforter. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost of God. In order to get it after I've been saved, I know that I know him as Savior, but I got to know him as baptizer of the Spirit. For John said, there cometh one after me whose shoe latchets I'm not even worthy to bend down and unlock his shoes. I come to you baptizing in water, but he will come and baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hey! Turn to your neighbor and say, when you're on fire, you can't be a frozen popsicle. Dead religion ain't got no fire. Why? Because they have a form of godliness but denied the power thereof. Because the power of God will get you on fire. Hallelujah. The love of God will get you on fire. How do I know so? Said sin amongst the hearts of people will cause their hearts to wax gross and callous, and they will lose and drift away. But if you're on fire, your heart is not callous. It keeps renewing stronger and stronger for a risen Savior, for the Lord, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. I want you to know something. Today, I was struggling coming up the road from the funeral. But hallelujah, we stopped by Power Change Christian Center. And there, Bishop Phillips, we just spent a little fellowship time. And he started prophesying to Pastor Jason. Hallelujah, while he was prophesying to Pastor Jason, the Holy Spirit got up in my right ear and prophesied, you're going to prophesy in this house. Ain't nobody here, but I give you an assignment. Hallelujah. And he told me what to do. Soon as Bishop was done, he said, do you have to rush back? Or are you going to be able to look at our new wing that they're putting up? Hallelujah. And God's doing some wonderful things with it. I said, I got something. I got to obey God first. And we stepped into that sanctuary, that 900 to 1,000 seat sanctuary. And I began to speak. And the power of God hit. And without a microphone, it was reverberating off the walls. It was full. The Lord gave me this sentence. He said, call this place full. Call this place full. And I said, according to the word of God, with the mantle that God has laid upon me, I call this place full, full, full. And the Lord lit up a spot over on this side, hallelujah, about third, fourth row back. And there was a spot that was just lit up amongst all the seats. I said, Lord, what is that? How did you know you can have a Holy Ghost move of God? We had two or three. He said, where two or three are agreed, there is the Lord right there. And it lit up. And I said, Bishop, this area, these six seats right over here, there's a light on these six seats. I said, mark them. There's going to be healing released in these six seats. Somebody that you ain't even got to lay hands on, they're going to pop up and go, oh, Jesus. Ah, Jesus just healed me. I'm talking about Jesus, that if he gets roaming through the aisles, you don't even need a preacher to lay hands on you. Because when the Lord himself lays hands on you, you'll know it. Oh, the old timers say, while I was praising, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was in church, somebody touched me. And I know it wasn't ordinary. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. I know it was his hand because sickness had to leave. I know it was his hand because depression had to leave. I know it was his hand because fear had to go. I know it was his hand because doubt had to leave the door. I know. It was the hand of the master. The master's hand. Hallelujah. Touching my life. Oh, yes. If you know he's touched you, give God a praise. Take about 30 seconds and give God of praise. How did you praise him when he touched you? How did you praise him when he touched you? Go back and grab that. Hey! Turn and testify to two or three people. Say, that's my Jesus. That's my Jesus. That's who I'm talking about. I'm the witness. I'm going to talk about Jesus. I'm the testifier, but I'm testifying about my Jesus. Woo! Won't he do it? How many have been saved by Jesus? Lift your head up high. Say, yes, that's my Jesus. How many have been baptized by Jesus in the Holy Ghost? Say, yes, that's my Jesus. How many has he given you the baptism of fire? Say, yes, that's my Jesus. How many have been healed by Jesus? Say, yes, that's my Jesus. How many have had a supernatural breakthrough in your finances? Say, yes, that's my Jesus. Hey, somebody go ahead and praise him. Another 30 seconds, you better get it in and get it in quick. Oh, yeah. The word goes on to say, you gave them authority over all things. We were talking about those that were saved. He said that he's given, because the Lord has power, he's given the saints authority over all things. Now, when it says all things, it means. See, Paul had to explain it to some folk because they missed it the first time. Paul had to go a little bit in deep to make sure they understood that all things, what does all things mean? All things. And what? And nothing is left out. Not all things, but no, all things, period. Exclamation mark. Hallelujah. Shall because of my Jesus. He's given me authority over all things. Somebody take that authority. Say, I speak right now to my body. You line up to the plan of God, to the wholeness of God. Somebody needs to speak. Family, line up to the word and the promise of God that my entire family shall be saved. That if I raise them upright, that when they're old, they will not depart, but come back in and know you for sure. Finances, you got to do what the Bible said do. Because I'm a tither and a giver. You have got to match. Hey, and I'm going to say this too. Atmosphere that I live in, you got to come up to the standard of my praise. Because the way I praise my Jesus is the way my life has to come up to that level. So for 10 years, you were in a little bitty box, little bitty apartment. You and Pastor Jason and our precious two kids. Wondering, with 5 years of prophecy, God, when are you going to do this? Kept on praising. Kept on playing. He kept on preaching. He kept on teaching. Hadn't seen it for a while. But then God said, because they didn't praise me at the level of their pain, they praised me at the level of power, then I am an adjuster. I've got to adjust things in life, because when you believe God and praise him at the prophecy, that it will manifest in your life. It may take a little while, but all the while you are putting praise on the scale. Put a little praise on the scale. And pretty soon, God said, if the scale ain't moving, I'm going to adjust it and fix it. And then all of a sudden, the blessings come suddenly. And now they're in a house, 4-bedroom instead of 2, double the size of the square footage. Double. Come the last Sunday of November, we're going to baby dedicate 2 little precious ones. They are twins of promise. They're going to be up in here to get dedicated. Major and Justice. For the Lord loves justice. Hallelujah. And the Lord is major in our life. Hallelujah. Woo. Give God a glory, because he ain't done doing what he knows how to do. Why do I know that the Lord is not done doing what he knows how to do? Look at the scripture. But we have not yet seen all things put under, wait a minute, under their authority. What we do see is, what we do see is, what we do see is, and Jesus will put all things underneath his feet. We operate not about what we see in the world. We operate because we see Jesus. We proclaim it because we see Jesus. And all you got to do sometimes is just take a look back. Not at your past, at the way the enemy wants, but look back at all of the goodness and mercy of everything that he did that is magnetized to your life. Every time you make a step, goodness and mercy follows you. The witness of your healing, the witness of your salvation, all of it's following you. Somebody say, we don't even need a cha-cha line or whatever it's called, because we got a whole lineup behind us of things. All we got to do is reach back and say, look what the Lord did. 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 And I got to be crazy to think he can't do it again and do something else he wants to do brand new. I already know too much about my Jesus. Won't he do it?
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 Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yeah. Sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. I'm ready to preach me out of my goozle. How do I know that we can be priests? Because he's our high priest. How can I know that we can prophesy? Because he's the chief prophet. How do I know that he's got apostles? Because he's the chief apostle. He's the head of the church. How do I know that we have teachers called of God? Because he's the master teacher that teaches us. How do I know that we can evangelize? Because he was the excellent evangelist who always reached out. Who else? He used all of the, just the woman at the well at Samaria. He reached out, he prophesied to her. She recognized he was a prophet, but then he evangelized her. Hallelujah. And she woke up that this is the Messiah. And then all of a sudden, what was on him got in her, and she went out and evangelized. Yes, you can have women evangelists. Because when Jesus gets in and transfers to you, you will want to do what he has done in your life. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Who is Jesus? He is, and pronounced, the anointed one of God, the Christ, the Messiah. Understand that the Christ is the one who breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage that's in our life. He is the deliverer, the anointed one, the Messiah. Some of them say he's not the Messiah because we didn't see him bring down Rome. He's not a brother Messiah because we didn't see him set up a kingdom. But in the book of Revelation, change it over there, brother Corey. In the book of Revelation, we're going to see the Messiah show up because the Messiah knows how to make war. In verse 11, chapter 19, hallelujah, says, then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there, and its rider was faithful and true, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. Somebody said, my Jesus ain't no weenie. My Jesus has all power. He went to the cross as a lamb for sinners slain, as a lamb of God, so he would be worthy when the Lord resurrected him and took him into the right hand of the Father, that he would be worthy, because no one else was worthy to open up the seals that were forever sealed in heaven. No angel could open them. Father God couldn't open them, because God had placed upon them. The only way to open those is to be the one who sheds blood, righteous blood, and does it right, and can come up. And so John sees that the Lamb of God, and they began to rejoice because he's the only one worthy. At first he was going to get depressed because no one could open him up, but all of a sudden joy hit his heart because the Anointed One could open up the seals of the last day. And after that he's opened them, it says this, that he will wage a righteous war. He will raise his, there it is, and his eyes, go ahead, were like flames of fire. Say, why did he need to baptize you with fire? Not so, just so your heart would look like him, but your eyes would look like him. Turn to somebody and say, I'm getting the family eyes. I'm getting my daddy's eyes, my big brother's eyes. And don't mistake, when you get anointed, your eyes might just look like fire penetrating through people. They say, oh, it's scary. Oh, it's scary. I tell you what, you ought to run into the churches that are filled with the Holy Ghost during the holiday season that's called Halloween. It's the holiday of Satan. You might as well come running into the churches on Sunday, October 31st, and you won't have to have dreams and torment and all sorts of stuff hit your life. How is it that people can be so hypocritical? Let me talk to some folk. They can say, I don't want to be scared by the real, but I want to be scared till I'm tormented. Got to get on Valium. Got to get on some drugs. I've got all sorts of mentality problems. I got to go see a psychiatrist. I got to go see. Now I've got bipolar because all these things happened to me. All these tragedies because they yielded to a demonic spirit, because they refused to yield to the loving spirit of Christ. Hell ought to scare them. Being tormented ought to scare them. But the reason why they're scared of good Holy Ghost filled fire baptized churches is because the devil that's got a hold of their life is scared. And he's talking in their voice and says, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. It makes it sound like them. When all along, the voice of Jesus is the voice that saves, that frees, that liberates, that causes you to come. That man full of legion, he, after Jesus cast the demons out, they found him clothed, not naked. They found him in his right mind, not needing any other drugs. He didn't need a whiskey. All he needed was Jesus. He didn't need chains and bondage. He needed Jesus. And when Jesus spoke into his life, he was there sitting at Jesus' feet. The place, the language of mercy and blessing to receive from the Master. Somebody shout, yes, 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 yes. So I'm calling for folks that love to be scared to death by Hollywood to get up and see a real risen Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Clap your hands for Jesus. Say, here comes my Jesus. There is coming a day that he will rend the heavens wide open, and he will not come back as a loving Savior. He will come back to judge and to make war. He will not be the lamb for sinners slain any longer. He, that time will be ended, that dispensation over, and he will be the Lion of Judah, and he will come to take over everything on this people, planet, and set it right. Oh, I'm here to tell you, all the other religions gonna have to bow. All the atheists, communism, and socialism gotta bow. Everything that puts itself up, even conservatism, gotta bow. All the news is gonna bow, whether right side, left side, middle side, upside down. Everything is going to bow, because when they think they could come to make war against him, look what happens. He said, like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name that was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood. His title was the Word of God. Shout, there's my Jesus. The word of God is coming. The word of God is coming. And the armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. Why are they not in armor? Because they had to fight down here. But see, when they get up there, they're going to be already in their wedding clothes. And you don't wear armor to a wedding. You wear wedding clothes. And he's going to make war, but none of us are going to have to make war. Because verse 15, from his mouth, shout with me, from his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like the juice flowing from a wine press. And on his robe and at his thigh was, I'll keep going, next one, whoo, was the written, the title, King of all kings and Lord of our lords. They will say, see, the devils are talking to people. I wouldn't serve a Jesus that when he comes back is going to kill people. See, right now, he's trying to save everyone from that. He knows that battle because he's not a weenie. And you get up in the face of God and cuss at God and try to smite against God and tell them that he ain't real. There's coming a day of reckoning, my friend. There's coming a day of everyone reckoning with God at the great white throne judgment. But some of them for 1,000 years will see that the very throne that he didn't set up right then was his mercy. His mercy that he didn't set up his throne. He wanted everyone to know him and to come to know him personally, but to those who rejected him, who are vile, who are full of the devil and the Antichrist, there will come an immediate, swift punishment. And I kind of see Jesus as better and bigger than Rambo. Our kind Jesus, our merciful Jesus, our loving Jesus. They can only slap his hand away so long. They can only spit in his face so long. He was silent as the lamb. But they'll not get, Miss Katisha, they'll not get at that day a chance to spit, sputter, cuss. Their tongue will freeze to the roof of their mouth as judgment has come. They will not behead another Christian. They will not persecute another believer. They will not lie upon anybody. They will not sexually abuse children. They will not abuse wives or spouses. They will not lie while they say that they're telling the truth, because all liars have their place in the lake of fire. Yes, it's coming. Yes, it's coming. Yes, it's coming. But for right now, he's reaching out his loving hands to try to keep as many people from that. And only the ones who reject him will have to see. But I'm here to tell you that those that receive his loving hands, his nail-scarred hands, his hands to save, his hands to heal, his hands at heart, he said, come have a relationship with me. I want you on the winning side. I want you as a child. I want you as a brother. I want you as a sister. I want you on the winning side. Know this, my friends, that everyone that is here and everyone that is upon this people planet, that there is coming a day where all of us will release from this earth suit the very last breath. The last breath that the paddles of rejuvenation and CPR will not be able to bring back. And it is at that moment of non-return that the decision we have made about Jesus, I'm not talking about just saying I know about Jesus, but I know him. He said there will be a day where people who thought that they knew the Lord, 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish ones, they will come, they will knock upon the door, and some that were foolish, he will say, go away from me, I never knew you. That is a relationship, an intimate relationship. Why do we linger long in worship? Because you can worship for a moment, that's your sacrifice. But when you worship for a long time, that's your intimacy. Hallelujah. We are folks to be intimate with Christ, to know him, to hear his voice, so that we can hear what he says, see what he says, speak what he says, and do what he says. There's coming a day when everything that we have done will all be reduced to what have we done with Jesus. Have we went after our own ways, or have we followed his? When we stand before the Father, he's not going to say, how much money did you make? He's going to say, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and is it still glowing with love for my son? Because the bride will only be those who are in love with my son. Father's so wise, he's not going to let anybody be part of the bride that's not in love with his son. If Father God is going to officiate the ceremony, and the Holy Spirit is going to call us up at the wedding trumpet sounds, he's not bringing anybody, changing their garments and changing them into everlasting bodies that are not in love. 100% Sunday through Sunday, month after month, year after year, in love with Jesus. But those who are, they'll be dressed in God's very best. Turn to your neighbor and say, it includes brand new bodies. His best is brand new bodies. No tears, no pain, no suffering. No health problems. Total invincibility to anything. They can have all. The devil's crowd can develop all of the chemical warfare, all the viral warfare. But when we show up with Jesus, with our new bodies, we're going to be totally immune to everything they're trying to throw. Without a cough, without a sneeze, when we breathe because of his breath, all the germs run. Dressed in fine linen. We're going to look at each other. We're going to know each other as we're known. We're going to know as he knows us. But you're going to look and say, wow, your eyes are glowing. See, because on the day of Pentecost, they saw the fire on their heads. But on that day, the fire is going to be inside us. And he said he will come back and rule 1,000 years. And he will give thrones to those that have not recounted him as Christ, their Savior. Even to the point of death, those that have refused to take the mark of the beast, those that have refused to give up Jesus for anything, say, I'm going to slaughter you. I'll just see my Jesus. Stephen, they began to stone him. He looked up into heaven and said, I see the Son standing at the right hand of the Father. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And like his Jesus, he said, I submit myself to you, and fell asleep and died a martyr and had a new body awaiting him. Said those will be setting up thrones. Why does the Lord want you to manage stuff and rise up to that status of not just survival? Because somebody is going to be the brand new embodied governor of Los Angeles for 1,000 years. Totally faithful to the King of Kings sitting on the throne in Jerusalem. And anyone that gets out of order, they have to answer. So why are we tempted and tested with everything the enemy has to throw. So we can start working on all our immunity right now. And the purification process. So that when we are rulers, because see, we're just in schooling for ruling and in training for reigning. I'm just like him. You couldn't bribe him, you can't bribe me. You couldn't tempt him. He was tempted in all ways and overcame everything. And you'll not be able to overthrow me. Now that would have been fine had he only come in his God state. But because he came in flesh, he and our Jesus empowers our now. We could say then, if he hadn't have come, see, that's just God the Son and his Godness. But because he donned flesh, oh yeah, you got it, Miss Katisha. He did it all for us. Knowing we were weak, knowing sin had a hold of us, he did it for us. To make us overcomers right now. To be able to throw down the things of the adversary right now. And to be able to worship unrestrained right now. And to praise his name right now. And to herald his thanks and grace to all right now. And to help someone else come to know the loving Savior right now. And to know his healing touch right now. Would you stand in the presence? Just lift your hands to heaven. We've shouted and we praised. Now I want you to reach up with your spirit, man. The love. With all the fire love right there. Love. I submit to you, Jesus. I give my heart and life to you. Everything you have for me, I find in you. I submit to you, Jesus. Today and always. For you are the truth, the life, and the way. I give myself to you, Jesus. You paid the price for me. Washed away my sins by hanging on that tree. I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Oh, my Jesus, I'm so in love with you. So love. Speak to me and I will hear you. Command me and I will do it. Just spend the time with me that I need to know you. Lord, I'm at a disadvantage because you know everything about me. So my longing's not to tell you more about me, but Lord, for you. Reveal yourself to me. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love with you, Jesus.
So in love with you, Jesus.
Love you. I gladly lay down all the distractions to focus on you. Purge my life of all those things that are not like you. I want to get so close to you that I can't remember the old me. That when I open my eyes, Lord, you're all that I see. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love. It is my prayer that right now while you're in love with him and you're magnifying him, that other things that seem so important, other things that seem so weighty, will begin to line up to his plan. They'll just fall right in place. Things you used to stress about, see, when you're looking at Jesus, because he ain't stressed, you ain't stressed. Why? Because he knows how to handle it.
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 We just need to know what he knows. So command me, Jesus.
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 I'll learn your ways. I'll learn your ways. I don't need to know how you're gonna do it. I just need your next instruction. I don't need to know how you can do it. 'Cause one word from you, it's a construction. You're the creator of all things. There's some things right now that are being shifted in your life. There's some things right now being shifted in your life as you're yielding to the Lord. Say, this thing right now is so small, I just move it right over here. Lord, that's what you're taking care of. Come on, move the thing that was big now, because it's small. Move it over, move it over. The thing you thought you couldn't move has now become so small. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love with you, Jesus.
So in love with you, Jesus.
My mind gets to be hooked to your mind. I put on the mind of Christ. And then in the course of some time, Lord, you impart into me your thoughts and your ways. And I come out looking smarter because of you. I come out three steps ahead of my enemy because of you. I come out winning because of you. I got the victory because of you. Oh, Lord, I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you because, Lord, you are my advantage. You are my advantage. You are my advantage over all that life has. Lord, you are my advantage.
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 You are my advantage
over all the things. So in love with you, Jesus. The Lord is moving upon you right now that he may be adjusting your prayer time. He may be adjusting your time. He's calling you for an appointment. And he says, give me some time. You're in love with me. Give me some time. I want to speak to you some time. Not some time to where you don't do all the talking. Some time where I get to do some talking. Because I got some things I want to speak into your life. I've got some things I want to share with you. Because the Holy Ghost is going to reveal what's in Daddy's heart. I just want to spend time with you. There's going to be a transfer. Anytime you're with somebody who's stronger than you and you're yielded to them, you pick up their strength. And when you spend time with Jesus, you pick up his strength. You pick up his wisdom. You pick up his knowledge through serving him, through obeying him. You begin to transfer. It's not commanding us just to do things. It's a transfer. Every time that we yield, it transfers. It transfers. Somebody reach up and just touch him. Just reach up and touch him. And say, I'm getting stronger from here because he's strong. I'm getting wiser from here because he's wise. I'm getting smarter from here because he's smart. The blessings are flowing. The virtue is flowing. Reach up. Grab a hold. Grab a hold. He's right here in the room. Master's right here in the room. Our loving Savior's right here in the room. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Pour it out to him. Pour it out to him. He's right here. Pour it out to him. He's right here.
Grab hold of it.
Oh, no, no, no.
He's right here.
He's right here. Say, Lord, I thank you for the transfer of your character. Thank you, Lord, for the transfer of your expression, your authority, your exousia, governmental authority. Thank you, Lord. Now, while he's talking to you in just moments, we're going to give. That giving is going to be in this intimacy. See, because said, before I leave, I got to give gifts to men. And he gives apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He gives gifts. And when we bring our tithe and our offering unto the Lord, we do it out of love relationship. And he causes a transfer. Woo! Watch this. As we're preparing it, whether you're giving by Cash App or making your checks, Simon Peter made a blunder. And in his blunder, he cost Jesus taxes. Brother Roy, Simon Peter's big mouth got Jesus in trouble. Now there's a tax bill. He said, who pays taxes? The family or the servants? So the servants do, not the family. He said, so they won't be offended because they don't understand this. I'm going to send you fishing. This time, take a pole. Cast it out there. First fish you get, look in its mouth. Because you created a problem for me, I'm not taking it out of my treasury. I'm not paying your bill on what I already have, because I did not already have taxes. But because you made a new bill for me, I'm going to put the money in my creation into your old business. Peter, you were a fisherman of fish. Now go look in the fish's mouth, and it's going to open up and prophesy the provision. And that fish coughed up a piece of gold money that paid all the taxes. Simon Peter, his family, and whatever they thought Jesus owed. So no matter what problem comes, even if we make a small mistake, the Lord knows how to create it out of his creation. And through our obedience, get us the extra, get us the additional, and wipe out what the enemy thought he could use against us. Because the Lord likes to wipe out debt. He removed your sin debt. He removed the other debt. Yes, he will. He's a debt wiper outer. This large one is for our tithes and offerings. And don't forget our missions also. And then the smaller pan is for our children. Would you be, as Brother Joseph comes down in the middle, would you begin to come? The ushers will dismiss you from the outside house. If you're giving electronically, come down and just tap it. Say, I'm giving electronically. And if you're giving the old-fashioned way by cash, checks, and credit card forms, you can come and bring it right here. But I want you to come down and say, I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some are sowing seed up above their tithe. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. And just include a love offering. Praise the Lord. Include a love offering. And while you're doing that, I got to go get mine. Hallelujah.
I've been
Oh, by the way, that one's not mine. That's somebody put in my pocket at the funeral from out of state. It's not mine. That's ties somebody put in my pocket while I was out of state. Warning. There's mine rounded up that somebody put in my pocket while I was out of state. That was just for me, a love offering for me. Praise the Lord. I kind of feel like James Payne, because they were putting tithes in this pocket, and then I was putting love offering in this pocket. I had to keep God's money separate from my money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to thank you for your giving, and those that are online that have given, God will richly bless it back to you. How many are blessed in this house? How many are blessed in this house? Blessed in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Testimonies have come in from all over. We'll share more of the testimonies upon tonight. Praise God. How many got something out of the service and it's just saturating you? Praise the Lord, saturating you. In just a moment, we'll conclude the service. Praise the Lord. And we're happy to have some of our visitors with. Praise the Lord. We want to make mention. Yes.